Good evening. If you have your Bibles with you, we're going to be looking at the Old Testament tonight, and you might want to turn to Nehemiah. I have said this before, but just to kind of refresh memory and explain myself a little bit, I try to mix up the sermons that I deliver, especially Sunday morning. Sunday morning is a little bit different crowd than Sunday night. There is a lot of focus Sunday morning on the plan of salvation. There is an awful lot of emphasis on baptism, because usually we have a lot of visitors on Sunday morning. I try to mix up the style of sermons, whether it be maybe from a passage or sometimes even a verse. And we just dive in and dig and chew and gnaw on that for a little bit and really get into detail. Sometimes it is a topic. Sometimes it is an issue that brings in various verses. Sunday nights, it's not always this way, but lately I've been focusing a lot on Old Testament. Not that I don't use Old Testament in the mornings, because we're going to focus Old Testament next week we're going to be looking at the fight between David and Goliath. One of my favorite passages in 1 Samuel. But Sunday nights, sometimes I like us just to read or to study and expand our knowledge on maybe a book of the Bible, a chapter of the Bible, something like that. I do want us to keep in prayer that congregation in Tennessee. I think it's Antioch, Tennessee, where, I don't know if you heard, there was a shooting today. I have not seen whether there was a motive behind it, if it was a personal issue, if it was just a random act, if the guy was just crazy or what, but keep those Christians in your prayers. That would be a little unnerving for us to just have a man walk in and start shooting people. I think 7 people were injured. 1 was killed. I know in this location, a lot of the people wouldn't go easily. I'll tell you that. There'd be probably a little bit of a ruckus. But anyway, keep those people in your prayers. Nehemiah is a number of different accounts and stories and issues, but the Israelites have finished and have come back from their Babylonian captivity. They'd been away, if I remember right, 70 years. And the walls of Jerusalem have been rebuilt. The temple was, they were interested in rebuilding the temple. But they have gotten out of service, of regular service to God. They had been ruled by other people, and there was a lot of backsliding. And in a lot of ways, this account here, we're going to be in Nehemiah, the 9th chapter. That's where we're going to focus on this evening. In a lot of ways, this is not only a historical account of the people of this time period, but I tell you, I see a lot of us, or a lot of what was going on then in people today, about kind of that roller coaster effects of Christianity. People will get on fire, and then that fire kind of dims a little bit, then they get recharged again. And then they kind of drift a little bit. And this is the nature of man. And even though we're looking at something that took place 400 years before the New Testament. I think this took place in the 400 BC era. And even though it was so long ago, I think there's a lot that applies to us today. So starting in verse 1 of Nehemiah, the 9th chapter. Now on the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel, and I'm going to be stopping a little bit, should have a sign like on the back of trucks, this vehicle stops, makes sudden stops. This is a real account. It's not a story. It's not a fable. It's not a little teaching lesson. It happened. It was on the 24th day of the month. That's how detailed it was. On the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting, in sackcloth, and with dust on their heads. They had taken this time to focus. They had fasted. They were dedicating themselves to the service of God. Then those of Israelite lineage separated themselves from all foreigners, and they stood and they confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place and read from the book of the law of the Lord, their God, for 1/4 of the day. Those days that I go over 5 or 10 minutes in the morning, I don't feel too bad. I look at the clock and I think, do I cut it into 2 sermons and have the continuation next week, or just talk fast and leave out a couple of verses? I don't feel too bad now. For 1/4 of the day, they stood in their place and read from the book of the law. And for another 1/4, they confessed and worshiped the Lord their God. Then Jeshua and Bani and Kadmiel and Shebaniah and Buni, Sherebiah, Bani, and Chinei stood on the stairs of the Levites and cried out with a loud voice to the Lord their God. And the Levites, Jeshua, Kadmiel, Bani, Hashabaniah, Shebaniah, Hodijah, Shebaniah, and Pethaniah said, "Stand up and bless the Lord your God forever and ever. Blessed be your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise." They are praising their God. That is one of the things we do when we assemble together as Christians. We gather together, and one of the very important things that we do is the praising, worshiping, and acknowledging our God. And in this era that we're in, we remember the Son that died for us, for our sins. We, like the Israelites of old, come together as a body. And one of the things we do, we praise our God. And we do it individually, but there's something about doing it in a corporate worship where we together are sending up praises to our Lord and God. And verse 6, "You alone are the Lord. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth and everything on it, the seas and all that is in them. And you preserve them all, the host of heaven worships you. Now we get into a fairly lengthy passage of remembrance. Not only praise, but praising God for remembering the good things He has done for them. And in an extended period of time, things that were done for their people even before some of these people were born. And in verse 7 it says, "You are the Lord God who chose Abram and brought him out of Ur of the Chaldeans and gave him the name Abraham. You found his heart faithful before you and made a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, and the Girgashites, to give it to his descendants. You have performed your words, for you are righteous. You saw the affliction of our fathers in Egypt and heard their cry by the Red Sea." That is important, that they acknowledged at a time of their oppression, at a time, this is the same thing that God told Moses, "I have heard your cry. I have seen their oppression." And it says, "You saw the affliction of our fathers in Egypt." Just because they were going through it didn't mean they had been forsaken. You saw it. You heard their cry by the Red Sea. You showed signs and wonders against Pharaoh, against all his servants, and against all the people of his land. For you knew that they had acted proudly against them. So you made a name for yourself as it is this day. And you divided the sea before them, so that they went through the midst of the sea on the dry land. And their persecutors you threw into the deep, as a stone into the mighty waters. Moreover, you led them by day with a cloudy pillar, and by night with a pillar of fire, to give them light on the road which they should travel. You came down also on Mount Sinai and spoke with them from heaven and gave them just ordinances and true laws, good statutes and commandments. Breaking again. The lights come on. Hopefully my brake lights are working. God is incapable of doing anything but. God, when He gives us ordinances and commandments, it says He gave us just ordinances. Of course they are. They're from God. True laws. Good statutes and commandments. We, as imperfect parents, we're imperfect. We make mistakes. But we try to tell our children what we think is best. We give them the best advice we can. We stipulate rules and regulations only for their good. And now, granted, there are people you see in the papers and the news all the time that are just mean people. They might beat their kids. They might force them to do all sorts of bad things. But in general, we as parents, we want the best for our children. When we give them a household rule or something that we want them to obey from us, we think it's for their best good. We don't tell them things to hurt them. But God, everything God tells us, everything is just, true, and good. He's incapable of anything but. And yet when we stray, and we wonder why things go bad, if we'd have just listened to God in the first place, chances are things wouldn't have turned out. Back to verse 14. You made known to them your holy Sabbath and commanded them precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moses, your servant. You gave them bread from heaven for their hunger and brought them water out of the rock for their thirst and told them to go in to possess the land which you had sworn to give them. I look at that, not only all the promises that God had made for those people. He had promised and gave them covenants. He brought them out of Egypt. He showed his mighty hand in Egypt, brought them out of Egypt, provided them bread from heaven. I love that verse today that we looked at about how the people's desires got the best of them. How they wanted their cucumbers and they wanted to go back to Egypt because they missed their cucumbers and their melons and their leeks and garlic and stuff. How they would have rather gone back into bondage and all we've got is this manna that God has sent. It's from God. God gave them bread from heaven and water out of the rock and a land that he had promised and sworn to give them. Verse 16, but they and our fathers acted proudly, hardened their necks, and did not heed your commandments. They refused to obey, and they were not mindful of your wonders that you did among them. But they hardened their necks, and in their rebellion, they appointed a leader to return to their bondage. But you are God, ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abundant in kindness, and did not forsake them. Even after all they did, even after all those knuckleheaded Israelites did, you still loved them. You were slow to anger, abundant in kindness, and did not forsake them. Verse 18, even when they made a molded calf for themselves and said, this is your God that brought you up out of Egypt and worked great provocations. I find it so amazing. Maybe we can do a lesson on this one some Sunday, that it amazes me how fast, after all that they'd seen being brought out of Egypt, Moses goes up to Mount Sinai to get the law. Moses has been with God. Moses had been given the commandments. He had been given, seen the hand of God in the deliverance out of Egypt. And he's coming down to the people. I've got even better news for you. He's given us the law. And he's coming down from Mount Sinai. How long had he been gone? And he comes down, they're dancing around a golden calf. It took them that long to stray after seeing those things, after seeing all the great things God has done for them. And the bad things that came upon the Egyptians, that would resonate in my mind too. All the bad things for the enemies of God. Even when they made a molded calf for themselves and said, this is your God that brought you up out of Egypt and worked great provocations, yet in your manifold mercies, you did not forsake them in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud did not depart from them by day to lead them on the road, nor the pillar of fire by night to show them light and the way they should go. You also gave your good spirit to instruct them, and did not withhold your manna from their mouth, and gave them water for their thirst. 40 years you sustained them in the wilderness. They lacked nothing. They lacked nothing. They're wandering around in the wilderness, but they lacked nothing. Their clothes did not wear out. Now, wouldn't you kind of wonder if after all that traipse around in the desert, in the wilderness, and your clothes are as good as when you'd left, and maybe it's been 6 months, and they're still good. There's no wear marks. There's no scuffs. The hems are not getting frayed. Their clothes did not wear out, and their feet did not swell. You would think, I see some individuals walk around Walmart for an hour and a half and their feet swell. They're out there 40 years and their feet didn't swell. And they're wearing sandals, scuffing their feet up. Their feet did not swell. Moreover, you gave them kingdoms and nations and divided them into districts. So they took possession of the land of Sihon, the land of the king of Heshbon, and the land of Og, king of Bashan. You also multiplied their children as the stars of heaven and brought them into the land which you had told their fathers to go in and possess. Not only did God promise this, but they saw it happen. It's not like this pie in the sky, oh, we're going to do this, and it never comes to fruition. Oh, we're going to plan this great vacation, and it just never comes about. I'm going to take you to this movie, and you wind up seeing it on reruns on TV. It takes so long. God promised them this. These people saw the fulfillment of these promises and covenants. So the people went in and possessed the land. You subdued before them the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, and gave them into their hands with their kings and the people of the land, that they might do with them as they wished. And they took strong cities and a rich land, and possessed houses full of goods, full of all goods, cisterns already dug, vineyards, olive groves, and fruit trees in abundance. So they ate and were filled and grew fat and delighted themselves in your great goodness. Nevertheless, they were disobedient and rebelled against you. Cast your law behind their backs and killed your prophets who testified against them to turn them to yourself. And they worked great provocations. Now we get into, we see some of the results of the Israelites' actions. In verse 27, therefore you delivered them into the hand of their enemies, who oppressed them. And in the time of their trouble, when they cried out to you, you heard from heaven. And according to your abundant mercies, You gave them deliverers who saved them from the hand of their enemies. But after they had had rest, they again did evil before you. Therefore, you left them in the hand of their enemies, so that they had dominion over them. Yet when they returned and cried out to you, you heard from heaven. And many times you delivered them according to your mercies and testified against them that you might bring them back to your law. Yet they acted proudly and did not heed your commandments, but sinned against your judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. And they shrugged their shoulders, stiffened their necks, and would not hear. Yet for many years, you had patience with them and testified against them by your spirit in your prophets, yet they would not listen. Therefore you gave them into the hand of the peoples of the lands. Nevertheless, in your great mercy, you did not utterly consume them nor forsake them, for you are God, gracious and merciful. Now therefore, our God, the great, the mighty, and awesome God, who keeps covenant and mercy, do not let all the trouble seem small before you that has come upon us. Our kings and our princes, our priests and our prophets, our fathers and all your people, from the days of the kings of Assyria until this day. However, you are just in all that has befallen us, for you have dealt faithfully, but we have done wickedly. Neither our kings nor princes, our priests nor our fathers have kept your law, nor heeded your commandments and your testimonies with which you testified against them, for they have not served you in their kingdom or in the many good things that you have gave them or in the large and rich land which you set before them, nor did they turn from their wicked works. Here we are, servants today. And the land that you gave to our fathers to eat its fruit and its bounty, here we are, servants in it. And it yields much increase to the kings you have set over us because of our sins. Also, they have dominion over our bodies and our cattle at their pleasure. And we are in great distress. And because of all of this, we make a sure covenant and write it. Our leaders, our Levites, and our priests seal it. They made a covenant with God. We're not going to do that anymore. And then in chapter 10, we see that they do seal it. But the nature of man, they fall again. They drift. We use the verse today in Galatians 1, that how Paul is marveled that they strayed so soon from the doctrine that had been given to them to a different one. And that's man's nature. It's not set in stone that we have to do that. If we can't just say, oh, that's man, we're going to do that. But we see the trap that man falls in, a cycle of drifting away. Bad things befall them. They repent and come back to God, and God blesses them because of it. And then they drift. Is it very much unlike what we do? We do the same thing. Sometimes we get And we get all fired up to serve God. And then one thing or another will pull us back into that world. Pull us back into what we had left from. It ends good, though, that the people made a covenant. And they even wrote it down. And their priests, their leaders, the Levites, are going to seal it. We are pledging ourselves to serve you, our great and glorious God. That's the way I want us to end our worship tonight, is making that pledge. We do the roller coaster ride. We kind of swing, and the pendulum swings back. But for right now, for today, for this week, we're pledging to serve God. If we can be of assistance to you in that goal, if you need prayers, if you need to repent of sin, if you're not a member of the Lord's church and need to take that first step of baptism to get in the body, we can aid you with that. If you need prayers, if you'd like to associate with us and commit your works to God with us here at South Valley, we would love to have you. Whatever your need, if you would come forward while Hugh leads us in the invitation song, let your needs be known, whether it be prayers, repentance, baptism, whatever you need, we will do what we can to assist you. Let us stand and sing.